Bart. We are back at it again.
Yep. Another episode.
But we were on, like, what, 19 already?
19, yeah.
Not too bad. Getting there.
It's been a long stretch, unfortunately, since last episode. We've been a bit busy.
Yeah, we both have been crazy. Which we already knew our summer was going to be insane.
Yeah, and the next month or two is going to be even crazier.
Mm-hmm. I know, in between, you know, me working on sets and art shows and our daily jobs and everything else in between, it's just been crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I can't believe this month's almost over already.
I know.
You've been busy with all the stuff that you're working with.
And it's just going to keep adding up, and we're trying to come up with, you know, a special for our anniversary show, but who knows when that's going to happen.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
It's just trying to get everybody to be able to get together at the same time, because everybody, you know, our age group, we're always so busy. So it'll be all right. We'll get there. We'll get there. But you want to dive on in? Because I know you...
Yes.
You've done a lot of research for this episode.
Yeah. This is something, probably it was about 8 or 9 years ago. Some friends from work told me I needed to go to the library and check out the show Twin Peaks. And it's like, okay, I will. And I got hooked. And now one of the writers from the show just put out a book, The Secret History of Twin Peaks. It's by Mark Frost, not David Lynch. So it's very, very dry. The book really is like a looks back at the history all the way back to the Native Americans. So really you're looking at a history of Washington. But I started getting about halfway, three quarters of the way through the book and realized a lot of this was real. And it started with actually the last story that we'll talk about today. And I made my way back through the book. And there are so many official documents that have been released to the public, or else they would never have been in the book to begin with.
Now you're talking about Project Signs, aren't you?
Yeah, Project Sign and a whole bunch of others, like newspaper articles about real people, you know, factual evidence of different things. All of this about UFOs. And I will say, I was kind of shocked because at the time of reading this book, I was only about halfway through this, rewatching the original series, so I forgot a lot of stuff. But there's a lot of UFO stuff actually in that series. So I was really happy to start researching this stuff.
Well, they always say, you know, what fiction is always based on some fact.
Well, this is, like, a lot of facts. Like, in fact, actually, it turned into a conversation at work one day with my boss talking about alternate histories in fiction. Because at one point, it's in the book, it's talking about how Richard Nixon was friends with Jackie Gleason.
Hmm.
And it's like, yeah, that's true. He actually was friends with Jackie Gleason.
Well, the whole, like, entertainment industry is a very, very, very small industry. Like, everybody knows everybody without you realizing it.
Yeah. So I went down a rabbit hole of going through the timeline of the book and seeing what I could find that was in the book and, you know, doing further research into these topics.
Yeah, because I never watched the show. I don't really know a whole lot about it. Like, I knew of the show, I just never, like, watched it. Yeah, I'm looking through your links. You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah. And this is mostly, I had a few other stuff and I got rid of it. So this is mostly, like, a very, very brief history of UFOs in America.
Oh, it's cool. It's got some crazy stuff. So you want to dive into your book? Start off at the top.
Ooh. You there?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, you disappeared for a minute. So, the first link I've got here goes back to the original incident in Roswell. And it looks at July 8th, 1947, General Ramey had a press conference, or a press event, rather, at the Army 4th Headquarters in Texas, where he change the story of the crash disk in Roswell, saying that it was a weather balloon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this was the day everyone that they came out and said, it's not an extraterrestrial, it's a weather balloon.
Well, there's some messed up stuff that was going on around that time, not just here, you know, here in the States, but I guess China was doing some odd weather balloon testing. Some other ones. No, I guess they were using, like, real people.
Yeah.
Taking them out of asylums and strapping them into stuff. Pretty messed up.
So, apparently, actually, this date is currently, and I'm trying to, can't find the person's first name. Oh, there. There is a UFO advocate, Stephen Bassett. He's working to... Oh, okay, now this is back in 2011. Hasn't happened yet, so, unfortunately. But it sounds like he's still working on this.
Oh, yeah. They're still trying to get the actual documents.
Yeah. Well, the actual documents would help to make it... they're trying to make that July 8th the official World Disclosure Day.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning the day that it was disclosed what happened.
I don't know. Do you ever see it actually happening? Actually being you know, the truth being let out?
It's hard to say.
Because I was reading a couple ones about that, you know, with Trump being the new president and stuff. Is he going to let people know? Is he going to actually let the truth out?
And the thing is, that's it. I mean, I've heard so many people say it that at this point, as much shit as he puts on Twitter, no one's going to give him any information.
Oh, I don't think they tell him. I don't think they're going to tell him anything. I think I think maybe some of them they did, but I don't think they're going to tell him anything. I don't. So, you know, it makes you wonder, you know, do we have bases on the moon for real? Do we have, alien bases underground out west?
It's really hard to...
But yeah, it makes me kind of wonder, you know, if the truth actually would be let out, what do we know?
Exactly. Well, and that's sort of like the goal of trying to make this World Disclosure Day. It's like, it make people aware that there's so much information being disclosed from the world.
But then you get to...
Maybe this will make it, you know, more likely that more information of anything will be released.
Right. And the way I look at it is, if you get to the other hand, if you look at like kind of like what's going on now, I don't see it happening. Because, you know, we have so much of, you know, us fighting each other over different views, different orientations, different, you know, just how we look.
Exactly.
How are we going to be able to handle, oh yeah, there's this alien is here and this alien is here and these guys come and visit us and oh, and these people we give people so they could eat you, you know?
Yeah.
I don't see us being able to handle, like, not all of us, just the majority. I don't think most of the people would be able to handle it.
Well, and I mean, there's so... Science fiction has done so well to show this, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what, you look at Torchwood Miracle, not Miracle Day, Children of Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that one where it was, give us this number of children, and if you don't, you know, we're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just announce to the world, yeah, so we gave about 50 children to an alien species who we haven't actually seen.
That's kind of like some people see what's going on now with it. That, you know, like with the 411, the people disappearing, that's what they think it is. You know, some think it's Bigfoot, some think it's aliens. Why not it being the government? I think it could be all the above.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then again, you got predators, and I've seen videos of some of that, and it's like, yeah, you would be gone in like 30 seconds. I saw a video of a cougar get a hold of a deer. In an instant, that deer was down.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, this Roswell, there's so much that, you know, it's, what, how many years old? What, 60?
Oh, it's 47, so...
70?
About 70.
70. They're still trying to get the information.
Old. It's 70 years this year.
They're still trying to get all the information out.
70 years in 2 weeks.
Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. I'm waiting for the Twitter post on that day.
Well, we do know that something happened on that day. There's no...
Yes.
There's no...
Whether it was a UFO or it was a weather balloon, they announced that something did fall.
Right. Whether it was ours or extraterrestrials or it was Chinese or whatever. Don't really know. But, yeah, there's always so much... I mean, I seriously think there's way more than we know. I think, you know, what was it? I keep saying that we went from sheep to hamsters.
Exactly. Where
we're instead of following, we're fighting and eating each other now. I think that's pretty much what's happening. A handful of people are going to know the truth, and that's it. I can hear the dog eating on something. I don't know what she's playing with.
Oh, no.
Hopefully it's just one of her toys. Okay. You've got one here. The actual, what, newspaper article?
Yeah, this is a newspaper. I have something else for that, and apparently do not. Oh, no, yeah, it's right here.
So we have here the our actual article that you found.
Yes, in fact, I have an article and the memorandum about this person. And I never quite figured out how he related that to the book. But it seems that, and according to this article, Kenneth Arnold in Boise was flying over southern Washington and looking for a missing Marine plane. It looks like he stopped in Oregon, and he's saying he sighted 9 saucer-like aircraft flying in formation at 3 o'clock p.m. Extremely bright, this brim made a missing plane.
I've heard of that story. There's a lot of ones back at that time frame that were, you know, spotting the silver discs. That's where they got the UFOs from.
Yeah. But he says they were going at about 1,200 miles an hour.
Which, if I remember right, that was faster than a lot of the planes that they had at that time.
Yeah. It looks like it was over the Cascade Mountain Range in Washington, like I said, on July 25th. 1947.
Which would make sense, because I think that there's supposedly a bunch of underground bases over that way somewhere, too.
Yeah, and this article doesn't make sense. If you look at the next one, the Project 1947, it says that on July 12th he was interviewed about something that happened on July 25th.
They got the years mixed up?
I think the dates got mixed up. I think he was interviewed on the 25th, and it happened on the 12th.
Yeah, I think you're right. Or something like that. Or it happened on the 5th.
Oh, even better, the incident report, the date on the report says July 16th. So either this was miscopied, or I still have so much faith in our government.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised that it was miscopied, only because I deal with paperwork all the time, and I get that a lot.
Well, and this was definitely, it wasn't just like, you know, scanned in and put up. This was, it looks like this was all retyped.
Yeah, it's very possible that this was just mistyped.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're saying if Mr. Arnold can write a report of the character that he did while not having seen the object that he claimed he saw, it's in the opinion of the interviewer that Mr. Arnold is in the wrong business, that he should be writing Buck Rogers fiction.
Oh. See, that's how they did it back then. They put it in your face, and nowadays, they're just trolls.
And that they actually put that in the file.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Arnold stated further that if he, at any time in the future, saw anything in the sky, to quote Mr. Arnold directly, "If I saw a 10-story building flying through the air, I would never say a word about it."
And they're seeing, what is it, the, in the sky, like over in China and stuff, they're seeing cities in the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine if they were seeing stuff like that back then?
Back in the 40s? Oh, no.
They probably wouldn't be saying anything.
Well, that's basically, that is, you know, It's just Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon fiction. If something looking at today, back then, that's all it would have been.
Nowadays, people are a little, well, wanting more, I suppose. But more and more people are coming out with what they found and what they know and what they've seen. But then again, you get your 15 minutes of fame now, not so much back then. They just thought you were crazy.
Yeah. Well, now you get your fame, you know, take a video, put it online, and let everyone in the world talk about you. Until it gets on Tosh 2.0 or whatever.
Oh, I think, well, my first inkling, a lot of times the videos are really bad. We had one a couple, like, earlier this week that is like, yeah, no, that's not real.
Yeah.
That is not real. I could tell by just looking at it. Want it to be real. Everyone wants it to be real, but I don't think it is.
Okay, what's it? Ooh, 99. So, from there, you know, as we see people being ridiculed for believing that they've seen UFOs, there was in, 1948, Kenneth Arnold, who was, that's not the same person, is it? Yeah. He proceeded to, Jeff's been talking about this, I completely forgot the guy's name.
Yeah, because it's down further, it's talking about what he saw, yeah. But then there's another one that's above him.
Exactly, yeah.
Robert Webster, they're all telling their different stories and stuff.
Well, it looks like, in 1948, he posted his story in, Fate magazine, and Kenneth... Yeah, I did see the flying disc, and sort of explaining what he saw to the world, you know, away from the military's control.
He's got a long, long thing in here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's most of the page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he basically put every little fact possible about the event down to the exact make and model and number on his plane.
Well, they do that nowadays, too. They still do that. Because they did that with, the couple years ago, the one over Arizona. The lights over Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
There was a plane that was up there that was really close to the lights. That was, what was his name? Kurt Russell.
That's right.
He was the pilot. Him and his son were in that plane. Nobody knew the name of the pilot, but they knew the, you know, the numbers on the plane. Uh-huh. I saw that interview not long ago. But yeah, this... I could see, I mean, in a way I could see tongue-in-cheek reason why that they, you know, they felt like he should be a writer, because he went into detail on this.
Exactly. And I'm curious, I didn't look too far into it, I'm curious if he wrote any more for this publication. Because this looks like, you know, the original, or... No, it's still around, actually. Fate magazine is still around. At least it was as of the time that NICAP posted this. The website doesn't work anymore.
Got a wiki page?
What's the Wikipedia page say?
He's got one on himself and one on his sighting.
Okay.
Got, let's see, his sighting, origins of terms of flying saucers, widespread UFO reports after Arnold's sighting, military investigations, skeptical explanations, and other sightings by Arnold. Huh.
Well, then it definitely looks like he kept this up.
Mm-hmm. He probably kept on investigating on his own, I bet. And since he came out, that's probably why more and more people were willing.
Yeah.
Let's see, who is this one? This person collected reports of 853 flying disc sightings that year. What looks like 47.
Wow.
The Bulcher argued that about 250 of the more detailed reports. So this person has collected... See, he collected reports, flying disc sightings that year from 140 newspapers from Canada, Washington, D.C., and every state save Montana. Because there's not many people living in Montana.
No.
Wow. That says a lot right there. Interesting.
And that was again 19, what was 1948 or so. Yeah, the fact that this many sightings were being talked about when we hadn't really had like today where everyone talks about UFOs. And it's, the government is willing to acknowledge anything about it.
I think I found your typo. This one, Arnold's June 47 story. And then this one, this was before Roswell in July.
Okay.
And that year of 47 is when that one guy got all those reports.
Yes.
So he saw the sightings before Roswell.
Okay.
So that's where they put July and it should have been June.
Well, that makes more sense.
It was a typo. Yeah, June 24th, 47 is when he saw it. And the other one had his July. That's why it didn't make any sense. But yeah, that makes sense now. That would be why the report it was on the 16th. It was
Yeah.
afterwards. Crazy, crazy stuff. But yeah, they probably have more stuff that they put out
Oh, yeah.
on this because it says he passed away in early 80s.
And I did look. It does look like Fate magazine is still around.
That says a
I guess
lot.
they're publishing more of a digest now, but the fact that they have been publishing magazines since 1947.
If not earlier.
Yeah. And if a lot of these were, memoir type pieces like Arnold wrote, then there's been a lot of different types of sightings since then.
What else rabbit holes did you find? Well, then this
So from
actually
there,
takes us to Project Signs.
yeah, from there I went to Project Sign, and this was something which I've posted a clip from the Google ebook. You know how like they give you a preview sometimes if you're, they say, hey, you can only read up to here. You have to buy the book for the rest.
Right.
So I looked out and found the exact pages in which it talks about Project Sign available.
So we've taught we've looked into was it Grudge, Signs, and Blue Book when we were
Blue Book,
looking
yeah.
into the CIA reading room. There's some interesting things.
Absolutely. It basically this book, as far as I can tell, these were just like the original documents that have been that the CIA has now released, with a lot of blacked out items.
I hate when they do that. It always makes you wonder what was blacked out.
Exactly.
I'm sure a good portion
So,
of it is names.
yeah, usually. People who've wanted to keep their mouth shut.
Or they don't want to disappear.
Yeah.
They don't want to become lizard food, right?
Exactly. So I found another page here too. I don't remember if we talked a lot about Project Sign before.
I know we've talked a little bit.
And I did find a page here, sort of that just gives a rundown of what Project Sign was.
Because I know the government was always investigating different things.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. What? See, you get back to that. If all the stuff is the government, why would the government investigate themselves?
Yeah.
Unless it's what is it? What were they called? There was a couple that I've heard of it being called like black almost black ops, but it's not black ops. It's like black research.
Yeah.
It's not on the books and nobody knows about it.
Well, it could also be, investigating other countries.
True.
I looked here under the UFO evidence page. It looks like I guess there's six things that their Project Sign was looking for if they considered it something that needed to be investigated,
Which I guess you.
which explains why there's so many reports on here.
Which, if you But if you look at it that way too, if it's our military and they're in, like you said, and the other countries are investigating the other countries, and we're trying to do more of like the stealth bombers, this, you know, stuff that goes, it was super quiet, super quick. You know, we want to be nosing around other people's backyards without getting caught. Did we get caught?
But yes, but also, I mean, if you're looking at it in the terms of if we see it on our land, you know, like they're investigating if another country has already gotten, you know, has figured it out and before us. And so they're trying to, you know, keep their eye out for anything that looks weird and, you know, steal that technology before they realize it's been stolen.
Yeah, because we have, like, right now when it comes to that, China and Russia, I think, are up there with us.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to that stuff. I'm sure that there's another group out there investigating, even though they say that they're no longer. I think there probably is. Yeah. But yeah, what else did you find?
I know
you
found... Right here. Actually, right here, I'm looking. Due consideration must be given to the following. The possibility that these objects are of domestic origin, the product of some high-security project, the lack of physical evidence in the shape of crash-recovered exhibits, and the possibility that some foreign nation has a form of propulsion, possibly nuclear, which is outside of our domestic knowledge. So they're keeping it in mind, you know, that it could be another country.
Yeah. It's a possibility, but, you know, we don't want to admit that.
No, because if any document admitted it, you know, even if it was just internal, then they'd be it would be officially stating, we're watching you.
Well, it also states that we are not capable of watching ourselves or protecting us, you know?
Exactly.
It's like the little brother that's the bully. I can, but you find out later on they're not the bully. Not as big as people think.
Yeah. So from Project Sign, I fell into the search for how Richard Nixon and L. Ron Hubbard knew each other.
Which that one kind of doesn't surprise me.
No.
Because isn't Hubbard the one where we got the telescope from?
I don't think so. Are you thinking of the Hubble telescope?
Probably.
Okay.
But yeah.
So, this article explains how Richard Nixon ordered the Secret Service to investigate Scientology.
What?
Yep.
Huh. Well, that does go together.
Yep.
You know, with the Scientology, they gotta, you know, you gotta get the... You gotta get your tin hat on and get in that sauna to zap out all the alien sperm that's coming down on you.
Apparently, Hubbard had an... It says, I'm quoting this article. In the late 50s, the FDA became concerned about the health claims being made by Hubbard for his auditing process with e-meters. About 100 of the machines were seized from when the FDA raided the Washington, D.C. church in 1963, and inspectors continued to gather information about Hubbard as they prepared for what turned out to be a prolonged court fight, at which point it was from 63 to 1971 when Scientology agreed to put a disclaimer on all their e-meters that it was not a device to be used for medical diagnosis. I don't even know what these e-meters are.
Yeah, it scans how much spatial sperm you have on you. But it does. You have to go in saunas and you know, sweat that sperm out of you.
Of course. Apparently, though, a month after they raided the church in 1958, the Secret Service had probed the church because what was it? Nixon was unhappy that Hubbard was making use of the vice president's name in a scheme that looked like, quote, a ham-fisted attempt to smear and shake down psychiatrists and psychologists. Funny. Yeah. So, and yet it's still a church. So obviously, you know, Nixon's attempt to take down the Scientology church didn't work very well.
Oh, it's still going strong 70 years later.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay. So also, Hubbard was unhappy about this investigation, which prompted him in 1960 to put out a letter encouraging Scientologists not to vote for Nixon in the presidential election. And this is a page and a half letter from L. Ron Hubbard.
Was it Nixon the one that got in trouble and he promptly quit? When he was the one that was had bugged places and was listening into people's conversations? The tapes? The White House tapes, whatever they called them?
Yeah, and what year was that?
I don't remember.
I'm a terrible history buff.
And it was before you and I were born. I know that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of interesting when you find out how far back things actually went.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought Scientology was a newer thing. I thought it was from maybe the 80s, 90s. I didn't realize it went back that far. Doesn't surprise me, actually. Well, we already know it takes time for the past to, like, for people to know about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, nowadays it's a little bit easier because we have internet and everything gets around, like, lightning fast. But back then it was probably a little bit easier to hide things.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We'll look at, you know, files. You okay?
I got Starbucks. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I just heard a really loud noise that I wanted to make sure.
Was it on my end? I'm just eating.
Oh.
I'm eating Hot Pocket and I'm drinking Starbucks.
Good breakfast.
Yes. Well, it's yeah, breakfast.
I mean, basically looking at, you know, the other articles that we're talking about, how much the government has hidden about the whole 1947 and 48 incidents. And then the way most of those stories got put out was in print magazines that just gradually got passed down to other people.
Well, that's why we have
a while.
Yeah, that's why we have the disclosures. People start investigating little minute stories, and they can't find anything. And then this, you know, like us, it takes you to one rabbit hole to another rabbit hole. I mean, I kind of wish I knew my grandpa a little bit more because he talked about Roswell a lot. I can't say a lot, but whatever happened, he was the one that... My grandma had told me that he said that it went to Wright Pat. Everybody thinks it went to Area 51 or whatever, but it came to Wright Pat, whatever it was.
And if it wasn't that one, it was another thing that happened that they had at the same time. Because there's definitely been, like, multiple reports on it, both sides, you know... many people say something was taken to Roswell, other people say it was taken to Wright Pat. So there could have been two things for all we know.
That's what a lot of them say, that they think that there was, or supposedly that there was multiple incidences, you know, like a couple months apart or a year apart or whatever. But whatever happened with this one, this one went to Wright Pat. Which, like, Ken has said in the past, it kind of makes sense. Because where does everybody look? Everybody goes to Area 51.
Yeah.
And there's another area that I've heard about. I don't know anything about it. I just heard rumors of it. They're calling it... there's another area. But I don't know if... Because, you know, it's the whole thing. It's like what they do now with the government. Look over here, look here, over here, while they're doing stuff over here.
Yeah.
You know, it's the whole kind of like bait and switch. That kind of makes sense you know, they would do it back then, too.
Well, I think there even was an episode of The X-Files where, like, there was two agents that sent Mulder to the place where they had the, like, to Roswell, and he's like, well, they're not going to let me in. I don't have, you know, the clearance. It's like, that shit ain't there. It's someplace else. We wouldn't put it where everyone knows that it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And he so of course, you know, he went investigating the actual place that the remnants were.
Exactly. No, I think that they might have used it back then. I think if anything, it's just a storage facility now.
Oh, yeah.
They would have actually, They may still do a little bit of like testing and stuff, but I don't think they're doing it. I think it's further west. For all we know, like, I've heard rumors of the underwater bases off of Cali somewhere.
I can see that.
You never know. Because we were so this advanced 70 years ago. How what are we now, 70 years later?
Yeah.
I don't foresee us technology-wise falling backwards.
No.
We've had to have, expanded on what we used to do. We've had to have.
And, I mean, it's 2017 now. Who is to say what we have in, 2067? Or even 25 years in the future?
Well, according to, what was it, Grandma, what was her name?
That's right, yeah.
Seer, everything's going to be burned down by then. And sadly, I almost think we're heading that direction. That's kind of, like, messed up and scary at the same time.
It is.
I mean, especially with the amount of destruction this past, short time. And even in countries, in Europe that have never had anything like that are starting to have issues like that.
Yeah.
It's
getting scary no matter where you are.
Uh-huh. Especially even, like, here. Wish there would be a way to... That's what we gotta do. Us geeks gotta just start putting, like, the good feelings out.
Yes.
About the good vibes. Yeah, all of this just makes you wonder. Really, really wonder. Is it aliens trying to harm us? Or are they trying to help us? Are we scaring them? Or are they just seeing us as stupid monkeys trying to blow ourselves up?
Honestly, it could be all of them. Because we've proved that we're stupid monkeys that you're just trying to blow ourselves up.
Well, and there was another one because we all know I love my documentaries. And there was one I was watching and they were talking about that. How, that they are, when it comes to, like, spiritually, and I've been thinking of this for a while. I think that's the next step, the next chapter in the humans is, a spiritual awakening. I'm not speaking religious ways. I'm just a spiritual way. But they were talking about how once you get to, like, that, like, they're so far ahead of us when it comes to that. They see us as stupid monkeys trying to just blow ourselves up. But if we could get 7 to 12% of the humans to basically get to that point, almost evolution, I guess you could say, that it would flip, like, everybody else would start falling in line and not know why.
Yeah.
Like, it would just cascade. I kind of looked at it as, kind of like how, like, our geeks group that we're here, how we accept everybody, how we can't, no one judges anybody.
No.
And I know, like, our group, we have a large area of backgrounds. We're a very, very mixed group of friends. Basically, we became family. If we could get ever, because, I mean, it's like you and me. We've only known each other, 2 years at the most? But
It feels like a lot longer.
Right. And that's how it's been with, like, everybody. All the other ones that we hang out with, it feels so much greater than that. It's like, you look, and it's like, no, we've only known each other this short time. And it's, I think it's cool. I mean, I think that's kind of like almost the direction humans need to be going.
Yes.
My mom used to always say, as long as you're not hurting yourself or anybody else, who gives two shits? And, I kind of see that. You could have differences. You could be different. But that makes you, makes you you. We're all different. And I think that the whole cookie cutter thing, I don't care for that. I like the difference. I like, you don't judge each other if one's smarter than the other or whatever,
Yeah.
But sorry, that's my little rant for humans and aliens.
Well, it was someone that my friend and my dad knew once kept always said that this was a rubber stamp society. When you look at everything that goes out, you know, there's a Starbucks, there's a Starbucks, there's a Starbucks. Oh, look, all down the road, there's the exact same trash can 20 times over. You know, we're just trying to create, you know, that ticky-tacky world where every house is the same and every person is the same. And it's like, no, we don't need that. We need everyone to be different and to be themselves.
That's what Ken calls on Pleasantville.
Yes.
And he's like, no. That's like when it comes to, like, the clothing stores that are like that. He's like, I can't get into them. He's like, there's a force field. I can't get into them. I don't know. I think we are due for a change. It's just trying to figure out how to get there. You know, I mean, some people say we're heading towards end times. But the thing is the end the end, or is the end the beginning?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, we've seen that in the past. Things are being rewritten and, you know, wiped off and started over. I mean, in a way, I kind of think that's where we're heading. I thought that, God, over 20 years ago, you know, I was learning history. I thought that that's what's going to happen to the states. We're going to basically self-implode, just like what Greece did, Rome, all the other ones like that. They got too big for their britches, and then they just kind of imploded. Almost looks like that. Well, what's happening?
We almost had the chance 17 years ago, you know. Had there actually been, you know, what everyone panicked to be a Y2K bug, you know, stop all the computers, we almost did. You know, we would have been starting back at the beginning and actually trying to learn for real.
I was a poor college kid. I wouldn't have cared. I wouldn't have cared. I would have just graduated college. I wouldn't have cared.
I hadn't even gotten that far.
But no, I don't know. I think we are, as a society, going to change it, like, into changes. We just, you know, we need to stop with the trolling each other and start working with each other.
Yes.
I think that's where a lot of it is. I mean, which we see a lot of that with, like, the geek culture, the artists, not all of it, but majority of the geeks and the artisans and stuff, where everyone, you know, is friends with everybody. Except, but I don't know. It really makes you wonder with a lot of this stuff. So, we had a couple more, didn't we?
As
we rant.
Through this stuff, I think that's most that I had. Off topic, we have a ton of stuff.
Yeah, we do, don't we? we've seen some interesting stories. I think we'll keep those to ourselves on some of those, because that might be slightly inappropriate. That's in the darkness at night type. That's around the campfire talk.
Yeah.
The moose.
I've already cursed three times on this episode without even meaning to. So.
Yeah. That's fine. No, because talk about the moose or the Bigfoot, the guy. That's what I said. We'll keep those. I mean, we could talk about it. I don't care.
No.
But yeah, I think that, you know, some of the stuff that we've learned about in the past couple episodes, I think that's the direction we're heading for a lot of this is, I think we are heading for an awakening. Maybe that's when the disclosure of the aliens will come about. Like, they'll actually show themselves. We get to that
actually
point.
Show themselves, and, you know, they have them just come down in a saucer with a giant vinyl sign that says, "You're all idiots."
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I pretty much see that happening. Yeah, they'll come down with a sign saying, "Alien lives matter."
Yes.
Don't blow us up. Or don't shoot.
Then they'll come down in the wrong part of the country.
Yeah. They're like, "We've been here all along, you guys." Yeah, that was another one. The whole thing of, you know, we don't see a whole lot anymore because we're too busy looking at our phones.
Yes.
But I don't know. Alrighty. But yeah, I know about the Twin Peaks. It's pretty interesting. I know that book that you got. So what was the title of your book, if anybody is interested in
learning more about this? The name of the book is The Secret History of Twin Peaks, a novel. by Mark Frost. He was one of the two writers on the show, both the original and the one that's on TV right now that's got one episode left to go.
Yeah, I didn't realize they were even making another one until you had said something to me.
Yeah, and it is very much not like the original.
But I mean, is this like a reboot of it, or is it just picking up?
Well, basically in the show, Laura Palmer's murdered, and Agent Cooper has a dream where he's in this mysterious red room, and across from him is Laura Palmer. And she comes up to him and whispers in his ear, "I will see you in 25 years.
Weird.
And so this has been 25 years since the end of that series.
Oh, wow.
It actually might be a little bit more. I guess they started trying to do the series in 2014, and just things kept getting pushed back.
So it's within the logical time span.
So this whole series is Agent Cooper, basically, like, at the end of the series, he got trapped in the Red Room, and so this is him trying to get back.
Interesting.
But it's been interesting because one of the characters they referred to was played by David Bowie.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the movie, and he was played by David Bowie, and I'm really wondering how they're going to get around that.
Was a different actor?
I'd hope so, because, I mean, he was very Bowie-esque in that movie.
Yeah, but they're doing a lot of CG right now, too.
I guess this entire show was filmed on film. None of it was digital.
The new one?
Yeah. It wasn't just like, oh, using a digital camera to record everything. David Lynch filmed everything with a film camera.
Wow.
It was sort of like, if I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it right. Like I did 25 years ago.
Because the feel of it is so much different than it is now, the digital.
Exactly. And I mean, there is some weird special effects in it. And there, at least something that I thought was an alien at the beginning of the series, it was really, I don't know what they did, especially for being on film, but it's pretty freaky. You know, it looks like something you'd watch today, but at the same time, if you're just sitting there really watching, it's like, yeah, this could have been made at any point in history.
Nice. Might be one that I need to eventually check out.
Yeah, the original's all on Netflix. So.
And I never really knew what it was about. I always thought it was just like, you know, just a drama.
Yeah.
Set in the Northwest.
It's a murder mystery packed with weird, back with the weird small towny-esque type stuff, and plus the paranormal.
It was very like X-Files feel.
Sort of, but oh. And I guess when you say that, David Duchovny actually was on this series before he started on the X-Files.
Really? Oh,
he was playing a transgender person.
Back then?
Back then. This was the beginning of the 90s. He was playing a transgender character.
Wow.
And FYI, Duchovny has not aged well to be playing a woman. He does not. He looked good as a woman back then. He does not look good as a woman now.
Well, there's when it talks to that about I guess we are getting more X-Files.
Yeah, we're still getting another season.
I am blown away and stoked for that. That was actually one show I loved.
I did not start watching that till after it was on the air.
I don't know when I start watching it.
Yeah. I couldn't watch that type of stuff when I was a kid. It freaked me out too much. But then, like, the very last season, like, a couple seasons near the end, they started the Lone Gunman spinoff. And I loved that.
I don't think I watched that one.
That one, it was just, like, it wasn't any paranormal stuff. It was just downright spy thriller.
See, me growing up, I was allowed to watch all that stuff. My mom would let us watch, as long as it didn't have nudity, we were pretty much able to watch anything we wanted to. It didn't, as long as we didn't have, like, nightmares, which we never did. It's probably why we were fine watching it and all that.
Yeah. Oh, no, my parents didn't care if I watched it. I was just too scared to watch it.
I have a dog prancing around on my lap trying to eat my Hot Pocket. Ugh.
But I got into the X-Files near the between that and near the end when they had the Brady Bunch episode.
I remember that one.
It was in the very last season, like two or three episodes near the end. It was really bad. I think the only original character in it was Scully for maybe a couple minutes.
I remember when like Mulder got taken.
Yeah, well, and he came back, and then David Duchovny wanted to do other stuff. But they didn't want to kill him because they wanted, like, they planned on the series ending at some point and they wanted to bring him back. So they never actually killed him.
And they get to bring him back again for...
They brought him back at the end. So they brought him back at the end of the last episode of the series. And then for that horrible, horrible sequel movie, it was bad. It was really bad. I don't know why I own it.
Alrighty. Well, what do you say, Bert? Ready to wrap this up?
Yep, I think it's time to wrap it up.
But yeah, we keep saying this, everything is linked together, and I really think it is. Especially with, like, talking about this now, it's like everything is linked. But, alrighty. You guys have any stories? Any topics? You know where to find us. I will have it all in the bottom notes. All of where we're with and everything else. Just send us an email. Bart would like to get one or two or three.
Yes. Please. Send us, you know, even if you have the most ridiculous personal ghost story possible and you just want to tell somebody, tell us.
We want to know.
Yes.
We're having fun jumping down these rabbit holes and learning, and it's just crazy, crazy stuff. But, alrighty. I guess I will see you later, Bart.
I will talk to you later, Vicky.
Because we are part of, what, Tangent Bound Network? We Be Geeks PC.
Yep.
I'm going to finish eating my breakfast by the dog doesn't get it.
You can email us at tftdepodcast@gmail.com or email us on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. Guys have anything, let us know. We'd like to know. So, okay. I will see you later, Bart.
See you later.
Everybody stay safe. Keep your eyes to the sky and on the phone, and maybe you'll see some UFOs too. So, hopefully. Bye.
Bye.